I would like to introduce Nicholas Jurian now to say a few words, and I hope that all of you will take the time to read in the pamphlet about his life here in Gilboa. Nick has come all the way from Texas.
I've got to try to stir you up, because otherwise I might cry. No, seriously, I prepared some remarks on a very special occasion for me and my family.
You gotta speak into the mic.
Yeah, right, I do. I appreciate the comment. I'm unaccustomed to public speaking. How's this any better? Okay, well, shall I start over again? Thank you very much. Huh? I came prepared with prepared remarks. I'm not sure I will be able to finish them, and if I am not, please understand that this is an emotional time for me. If I can get through the first sentence of my remarks, I probably will make it. So I will read this, because otherwise... You want to hold that for me?
No, I'm right here.
Okay. Two of the most important people in my life, in the world, are my mother and father, John and Anna Jurian, my papa and my mama. I'm honored to be here to dedicate this building to their memory. Along the way, I want to thank the students at BOCES for doing such a tremendous job of construction. I think anybody that knows construction will agree with me. Joining me for this dedication are 32 members of Papa and Mama's family, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and I think great-great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you all for coming. In addition, I learned a short while ago that there's a certain member in this community with the initials of DP, I don't know who that is, who had a surreptitious program to alert certain people of my class of 1947 and 48 of this event. And so I'm thrilled to death to see my reunion students from class of 47 and 48 here. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it. Listen, we're all here because we love history. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Whether it's history of the fossils, which is unique to this area and country, whether it's the old town of Gilboa, now submerged under the waters of the Gilboa Dam. But I also want to say history that's most important is family history, because it is your family that forms who you are and what you become. And for those of you who have not yet written about your families, start doing it. You will benefit tremendously, and so will your children and the grandchildren, to know about the people that lived in this area and the work that they did. Obviously, I have to thank a lot of people. First, I want to say thanks to Jerry Stoner, who, with his professional historical knowledge, his organization ability, his ability to put together stories and just to solicit them, I probably would not have submitted my story. And Jerry will help any one of you here to put together stories of your family. Thanks, Jerry, very much. Then I have to thank Kristen Wyckoff, who is the director of the museum, who preceded me here. As most of you know, she is a talented, brilliant artist who has depicted with her art scenes of this community that exist nowhere else and that will always be available to our hearts when you see the pictures. In particular, many of you may know one of her famous paintings, Where Have All the People Gone?, depicting where all the people went from the Gilboa, town of Gilboa, under the water. Please see it. She has it in the museum. I want to thank the Society's directors, I haven't. I knew them only by name from the newsletter, and I met some of them here tonight. Thank you for the warm response you gave me for my donation. It was very touching, and I appreciate it. And then I finally wanted to recognize someone who's responsible for me being here, and that's Dottie Pickett. Dottie Pickett and I have corresponded by email over the years, and if it wasn't for her news of what's happening in the community, I would not probably have feel the same way I feel right now, that I'm one of you, even though I've lived in Texas almost 60 years. She has a weekly news column, as you know, and as a result of that, I can say that if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. I lost the last page of my notes, so I'm going to end with it. Thank you, Dottie. I'm sure that's in my last page someplace. I remember now. What I want to say is that I have two homes. One home is in my Austin home in Austin, Texas, and the other is the home of my heart, here in Gilboa. And that is why I say thank you. Very few people have two homes such as the ones I have. And then finally I say, that's the last of my remarks, but I want you to remember one thing. Today, your being here is history also. So thank you for coming.